T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Pittsburgh, your generosity amazes us every year. Thanks to all who we were able to provide over 270,000 meals for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank through our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Thanks to our friends at Spitzer Toyota, Bill Few Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Pittsburgh Regional Transit Dollar Bank, and Wiggle Whiskey for their support. You can still support by purchasing a Feeding All Yins shirt from our friends at the Steel City or texting Need, that's NEED, to 50155. The fan hotline, by the way, is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Let's go to that hotline and let's talk to
Cannon McCandless.
Cannon McCandless, how you doing?
Hey, guys, good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What do you got for us?
Hey, I wasn't planning on calling today, but that guy, a couple calls before the break, he got me riled up a little bit. The hatred for Bob Nutting, I don't think it's right. And you can disagree with him all you want, but I mean, it's his business. He's put a lot of money into the farm system, into the Pirate City down there, in the charities. And I think he's going about it the right way with Charrington and Shelton, and they're building something here. And they're legitimately have a chance this year. And then for somebody to say, like, he's a disgrace, or it's a crime that he's the owner. That's not his business. He ought to just go get another team if that's how he feels about it, because he's never going to change. People like that, or as long as nothing's there, they're always going to have that attitude. So I really don't. I just want to defend him, because it's just not right to talk about something that way. The other thing on the pitching, I think the Gonzalez and Perez. That really depends on how they do. I don't think it's a given they're going to trade them at the deadline. The team's doing well, and they're doing well. They're going to keep them. So it's hard to say right now what pitchers are going to be there. I think it's definitely going to be Skeens will be up, and Jared Guns and Keller and whoever the other two are going to be based on how they're doing and how pitchers are doing.
In general, the only thing I'll say is a guy like Martin Perez, who's on a one-year contract, right? Which means he's almost basically a rental. The Pirates have shown that a guy like that, they're going to they're going to try and do everything in their power, usually to trade, and turn into some prospects. So I don't know that that's necessarily a criticism of the way they do business. It's just sort of how they do business.
Yeah, no, that's two separate things. I wasn't talking about them as far as Nutting goes, but. Yeah, I'd agree with you there. Other than if they're in contention, I think the Pirates, and he's doing well, they could keep him. I don't think they're going to just get rid of him because he's a 1 year. You know, I think it'll evaluate at that point. So I just want to be fair to everybody and fair to an owner that I think is doing a good job. And maybe he doesn't spend the $100 million on guys that aren't worth it. And I agree with him sometimes. You don't pay just because the other people are paying stupid money. So I think he's doing it the right way and signing these guys that are going to be here a long time. They're good character guys like Hayes, and yeah, you know, I'll get Cruz under contract, I think, and they're going about the right way, I think.
Well, I appreciate the call, and you know, that's that's a rarity. Someone calling in to stick up for Bob Nutting.
We don't get those much at
we
all.
Don't get that. It's kind of refreshing, right? Now, I will say he's the problem with that is there are things that he has done. Here's the thing. My problem with the people who are always all in on Bob Nutting's the worst, blah, 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 they're not being fair and objective. But on the flip side of that, it's not that Bob Nutting has been above criticism, because there's some things he's done as the owner that can be criticized. You know, and I always say this, just be fair. That's just basically the way I look at it. Just be fair. There are some objective areas that he deserves criticism. Some things that he hasn't done. I don't believe he's always put enough money into the payroll. But he has done some really good things as well. And you know what? It was under his watch that we had those three magical years. So like everything else, there has to be a balance. All right, who's next, Austin?
Here's Seth in Cranberry.
Hi, Seth.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What do you
how
got?
You doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I think I'm a very optimistic person about this team. I think we finished somewhere in between 85 and 88 wins. We make the wild card. I think, like one of the earlier callers said, the division's a little better than other people think. But the way we get to 88 wins, I think, is our bullpen. And also, I mean, not having Dowry Moretta hurts. But having O'Neill Cruz for a full year, he'll fully break out of his shell this year, go for probably 40 home runs. Henry Davis did great in the spring. He made, like, the all-spring team or something like that. Ke'Bryan Hayes obviously gets better every year. Sawinski, Reynolds, McCutcheon, that's going to be a great offense in the outfield. But I think the player that I like the most, and I don't hear really anyone talking about, is Jared Triolo. His glove is almost as good as Ke'Bryan Hayes's, and he's a great hitter. I love what I saw from him last year. I'm just interested to see what exactly they're going to do with him this year. So I was just going to ask what you guys think of Triolo.
He's a really good player. I appreciate the call. He's a really good player. He's going to start off the year at second base. I mean, that's pretty much the plan, right?
Be the everyday guy there.
Yeah, I think honestly, in a perfect world, Triolo would be the starting first baseman, and Nick Gonzalez would be the second baseman.
That's what I thought they were going to try to do coming into this year.
But again, Nick Gonzalez hasn't held up his end of the deal. That's the problem.
Or Pagero at second base.
Right. But you understand what I'm talking about. Nick Gonzalez was, I mean, this was a guy that you drafted because where did he go to school? New Mexico or New Mexico State or wherever?
Yeah.
He absolutely raked, you know? So you thought, okay, we're bringing this guy in, and he's going to be a really good addition. He just hasn't happened for him.
He was the seventh pick in the draft. It's got to be better than what he's done.
If you think about it, if you put him, you know, again, obviously Triolo is a better player. That's why he right now is in the second base. Understand what I'm saying. I'm saying if Nick Gonzalez had developed the way that they wanted him or thought he would develop by now, they could have had Triolo at first and Gonzalez at second. And now all of a sudden, you're looking at that infield saying, okay, right? It just hasn't happened for him. You know, he's another first-round pick where you start wondering, is it going to happen for him?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And that is that. Do we have anyone else that would like to talk about the Buccos?
Bob in Greensburg.
Bob in Greensburg. Hi, buddy.
I just wanted to give you a quick holler on this, bud. I heard the other guy saying everybody's always against Bob Nutting. I eat, sleep, drink baseball. I work for the Pirates for years. High school baseball every day I'm involved in, Little League, college, you name it, I'm in. I love it. I'm just tired of this script that we watch every year. And I love baseball. I'm excited because it's opening day. But you're as good as your starting pitching. None. Our best player is in the minor leagues because they're going to tell you, like they told Gerrit Cole, he needs to get better with a slider. But he came up, he had the most explosive slider there was in all of baseball. This guy is worried about one thing, bottom line money and control. When we bring limit baseball team and all of our best players north, to understand we're in it to compete. Coach Hurdle, I don't know how he did it for those 3 years. He used to always say putting chicken wire together with duct tape. That's what you have to do with an owner like Bob Nutting. So we're going to be excited. It's going to be 6 weeks in. We're going to be great. And then all the players you're speaking of are going to be traded for a bag of balls. Everybody that you were hoping to catch lightning in the bottle, the bottle's going to break. There's going to be nothing there. We're going to have woe is us, all the excuses, and then it's football season. I am just tired of the rhetoric that comes from the Pittsburgh fan base trying to protect this guy or the media trying to say it's no big deal. He has no business owning a professional baseball team. It's an embarrassment.
So you're not optimistic about the season is what you're saying.
Be optimistic about all the players you want between, Key Brian Hayes, great gold glove. 17 home runs at a power hitting position at third base. What's our power guys going to do? Who's great talent? Can he slide without getting killed? Like seven year olds know how to slide. He doesn't. Like, where are we at with this, Paul? What are we expecting?
Well, I appreciate the call. If I was in a good mood, all I need to do is what was his name?
Bob in Greensburg.
All I needed to do was talk to him, or Greg in Youngstown, and that.
Well, Greg in Youngstown's on hold.
Oh, well, let's get him. We back to back. Let's go, Greg. I'm sure Greg is going to give us similar thoughts to Bob. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm in my office. Hey, you know what? I like to position players. But he's right. Our starting pitching stinks. And Keller cannot finish the season. He pitches half a season, and the second half of the season, he stinks. I'm sorry. And the Bauer situation, let me just be honest about this. What did the guy do? That girl lied. She lied blatantly about this dude. He'd be the first guy to pick up the start and put in the starting staff. We had Burnett, who everybody threw to the wayside and said the guy wasn't any good. And look what he did for us for 2-3 years. I mean, I don't want to hear the argument about Bauer. Bauer did nothing wrong. He wasn't accused of anything. And I'd get him right now. But unless you get starting pitching, you ain't going to win. It's just basically that's – this guy's right. Nutting is – I can't stand him. I really can't. Because we could win with this team, but you got to pick up a couple starters. And he refuses to do it.
Well, they definitely need help with the starting pitching. So what is your win total for them?
Low 80s.
Low 80s? After all
that? Yeah, 82, 83 maybe.
After all that, you're more optimistic than a whole lot of callers.
I mean, I think if Skeens comes up, I think he's going to be a beast. I think he's going to carry us for like those 2-3 months. But again, if Keller goes into the dumpster like he always does second half of the season, again, we'll be in the high 70s. But this guy has to prove that he could pitch a whole season, and he hasn't done it yet.
Well, appreciate it, Greg. Bob and Greg. How about Greg says, that pitching stinks, this. Nutting's the worst, yada, yada. 83 wins.
Love that you knew just the two guys that would be the carbon copies of each other, and they were both on the line.
Absolutely, I love it. That's tremendous. Now we've got to get tickets to give away here.
That's right.
So we will say the – I don't know. Let me look at this real quick. I'll tell you. This is how we're going to do it, Austin. In honor of, I got to find someone with a really low number. Not him. Oh, boy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.